Language and Literature, Professor Van Milton. Left, Professor Jiney, Professor Stahl, Professor Goldman, Mrs. Stahl, Mrs. Jiney, Pundit Bhatta, Pundit Dev Bhatta, who is with our department this year, and the Professor Judah of the Graduate Theological Union is also with us. We asked Swami to be with us this evening to discuss some of the social aspects of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He has favored us with a paper with some of his commentary on the scriptures regarding the social, political, and economic effects. And if you'd like to make some comment about this, and then we would like to discuss these matters with you. We have the paper, so we are prepared to ask you some questions, if that is all right with you after you make your comments.
According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. And although I am the creator of the system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable.
This material world is working under three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, and ego. Therefore, in its spiritual nature, there is no such quality. In its soul, it is pure. And when the spirit soul comes in contact with matter, then the spirit soul becomes influenced by three kinds of material qualities. Actually, we are part and parcel of God. So, qualitatively, we are one. He breathes here. But we are part and part. Friends. God is full, whole, and we are sad. So the example is this, a fire and the sparks of fire. The fire is also positioned, burning the fire. And the small spark, there was the burning the fire. But not as big as the whole fire. This is our relationship with God. God has got creative power. We have also got creative power. But we are satisfied by creating his footprint flying in this path. And God has created a limited number of planets that are floating in this path. That is the difference between God and we have got the creative part. We are also trying to fly our Sputnik. And we are taking very much credit with this scientist. But we do not want to give any credit to floating millions of planets floating in this world. This is God's lesson. So, this godlessness is manifested in people. Those who are in complete ignorance, they are practically forgotten. Those who are in the most of passion, they have got slight information of God. And those who are in goodness, they can understand what is God. Therefore, God says, Krishna says, Chasut Bandhan Bhaya Krishna, according to the quality, there must be four classes of social. The first class in goodness, Brahma. Must include that. Brahma Jnana Diti Dhamma. Brahmana does not understand only ordinary things, but he understands the Supreme, the source of everything. That is Brahma. The qualities are described. The Kshatriyas who are supposed to govern over the people, they are guided by the Brahmana. That you govern. Brahmanas are not interested. Just like you have heart. A great politician, Chanakya Pandit, he was a Brahmin. He was Prime Minister of Emperor Chandragupta. But he did not accept any salary. Even the 500 years ago, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they were Brahmin. But because they accepted ministerial position in the government of these then Mahalman Lord and Kushenta, they immediately have rejected from Brahman society. Brahman cannot accept in society. Similarly, Kshatriyas, similarly, Vaishnavas, only the Shudras, they can. So it says Jnana Karma Tarsam, Sudra Karma Sabhav. Sudra means he cannot be independent. He has to have certain amount. So, these four classes of men must be there. That is our personality. Just like in your body, there are four divisions: the head, the arms, the belly, and the legs. Similarly, the whole social body should be divided into four classes of order: the Brahmin class, the Kshatriya class, the Vaishya class, and the Shudra class. And education should be imparted in that space. That is our social education. The first question was social style of life. The lifestyle generally a living entity born by father and mother, he is considered Shudra. Just like ordinary life, we send our children to school, college, for knowledge. So, Janmana Jayati Shudra. Anyone who is born ignorant, foolish, otherwise he is sent to school. He is supposed to be foolish. So, education means according to the point. There must be examination by the teacher who is fit for becoming a Brahmin, who is fit for becoming a Kshatriya, and he is fit for becoming a Vaishya. Of course, Shudras were not given any education, or they were incapable of receiving education. Especially the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas were educated to guide the social life. That is the Vedic system. And therefore, Krishna says, Jātut pannam maya system, guna dhamma viha. Guna and karma, not by birth. Krishna says, by quality and by work. One must be qualified, clarified by the symptoms, truthfulness, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, very simple simplicity of life, ajava, jnana, vijnana, full of knowledge, vijnana, practical application in life, astikam, peace in view. In this way one becomes jnana. Similarly, Kshatriya qualification from the start. Vaishya qualification starts from the start. The Brahmin qualification 9. Kshatriya qualification 7. Reduces. Vaishya qualification 3. Krishi Gurukha Mahajam. Krishi means agriculture. Gurukha, power protection. That is Vaishya's business. As the Kshatriya's business is to be protected to the citizens, human beings. Similarly, Vaishya's business is to be protected to the cow. Cow is very important element in the system. Goraksha. The Krishna himself or the cow has born. Although he is God, that is teaching us that star protection is very important item. So this is Guruksha Bhanika says, Vrishabhanam Bhava. You have three classes of men that you have in that day. And the next fourth class, Sudra, Parijajjana Patamkasam Sudra Tanma Bhavavadam. They want some family. And according to Vedic culture. Because in this age, there is no other distinction or order of society. Therefore, they say, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. In this age, Kali Yuga, everyone is a Sudra. So, this is the social or style of life according to our culture. So at the present moment, there is scarcity of Brahminical class. Good dress. One who knows what is Brahma. Dharmana Ajayat is Sudra. I thought everyone is Sudra. Sarab Bhavi Dhija. When he goes to the university or accepts a teacher, formally being supposed to group, there was no organized university payment. No. The student used to go to a Brahmin teacher, leave with him, serve him, and take it. No money to go. So, the brahmachari would be as menial servant, didn't he be son of a king? He go to the spiritual master and live there as a menial servant. What about the spiritual master? He said, ask him. So, this was a father who not in order. Here, Krishna says, God says, when you pick up Krishna, he says, God. Then, these four classes are men. Social order must be there. It is my creation. And you cannot avoid anything created by God. Similarly, he cannot avoid the social division. Say, and to say, order, mentorial order, believer of the society. And it is the duty of the government to see that these social orders are going on nicely. The class of Brahmin, they are doing their duty nicely, the Kshatriyas are doing nicely. Everyone should be employed. Nobody should be without an employment according to the quality. This is the duty of the all. So, lifestyle is the conception is given in the Bhagavad Gita very clearly. Language. Whether it is acceptable or not. What is it acceptable? It has been accepted or manifested or not. Dhamma Kisabhava Sastra Kodhman is an attempt to create a good Brahmin brain. Brahmin is considered to be the faith. Mukhabahu Rupade Kha Purusastra Ashramai Saha Chattara Jodhiri Varna Vipradaya Dhuna Kripa Vipradaya Purusastra to accept the Supreme Law Virat His universal form take this universe as the body, as the form of the Lord, Virat Rupa. The Virat Rupa was manifested before Arjuna, the Bhagavad Gita. So, the form means body means there must be head, there must be arm, there must be belly, there must be head. That is it something. Without head, what is the meaning of the body? You have got nice body and your head is better. Then where is the head? So at the present moment, headless. Therefore, there is all of it, disorder. Nobody is inspired. Even things by now, as far as the education, science, economic development, everything is disorder. Because this head is there. Or the head has become clean. So therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is trying to rectify the brain puzzle. That is very important to try to understand. What do you think of that?
It is not my statement, I am not manufacturing anything. It is statement of Krishna, the ability. Krishna Guru Bhagavan Swayam, Supreme Personality of God and Krishna. And it is accepted for all the acharyas. Guru. Old days, bad things, he accepted. Nara accepted, Asita Devala. Lately, all the acharyas of India, Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnucharya, Sanskritacharya, and following their footsteps here, accepting Krishna. This is our God. Mahajanadina Bhagavata. Mahaj, great personality. What do they follow? He is followed. Then our subject. But you see, manufacture idea. Because our senses are imperfect. Our intelligence and maybe destination. Government. After all, our senses are imperfect. So whatever knowledge we manufacture by our imperfect senses, that is imperfect. So we have to accept knowledge from the perfect. Then it is. What is the meaning of receiving knowledge from imperfect? Bhagavad Gita says, Kevam parampara prapam suman radar sayo vidhu. Parampara, by deciding something, but text of. Just as a father teaches his son, father's son, this is gold. So the child is not perfect, but he receives knowledge from the perfect father. So when he says this is gold ring, his knowledge is perfect. Similarly, one may not be perfect. But if he accepts the knowledge from the perfect, then he knows. Our reception of knowledge, not by manufacturing. In Sanskrit, it is called avaroha pantha, aroha pantha. Aruhu Phanta means one tries to understand
from doubt. And about how far come is the knowledge is coming from above. So we are therefore presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without malinterpretation. The tendency is that I can interpret